The second half of the first verse is measures 11, 12, 13, and 14, and we bring in more complexity, especially in the left hand. So let me play these four measures by themselves. You'll have them as a reference recording right here, and then we'll start breaking them down the same way we did the earlier part of the verse. So here are measures 11, 12, 13, and 14. So right hand, like before, we're playing the F, A-flat, and D-flat. With the left hand, I'm playing the D-flat below middle C, this time with my fifth. These hit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, we play another D-flat. With it, left hand, we play the A-flat above the D-flat we just played. And then right hand, another D-flat. Left hand, play the middle D-flat with your first finger with that one. And then right hand, play that final D-flat by yourself. So what we're doing on the left hand is we're bringing in the notes of the D-flat chord to build an arpeggio. Then for the second batch of four D-flats in the right hand, where we added in the E-flat and A-flat with the first one, left hand, we're going to go to the C below middle C with our fifth. So right hand, we have E-flat, A-flat, D-flat. Left hand, we have the C below middle C with our fifth. These sit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, play that top D-flat again while the left hand plays the A-flat below middle C with its second. Right hand, play the D-flat again. With it, left hand, play middle C. Then right hand, play the B-flat below that D-flat. So what we have in the left hand here are three notes from the A-flat chord. And we have C in the bass. And that's against that right hand's E-flat, A-flat, D-flat. And then we get a B-flat there. For the third set, right hand, we have F, A-flat, D-flat, just like we did earlier. Left hand, I go to the B-flat, two below middle C with my fifth. These sit together, pedal up and down. Right hand, play another D-flat. With it, left hand, play the F above the B-flat you just played with finger two. Right hand, another D-flat. With it, left hand, play the B-flat right below middle C. And then right hand, one more D-flat. So this third set is. Now for the fourth set, right hand, you'll play a D-flat. Left hand, play the D-flat under your fifth finger again, but this time use your third finger for it. With it, right hand plays three D-flats by itself. And then it plays the B-flat below that. Of course, that first D-flat had the left hand's B-flat with it. And that's measure 11. Here it is again, slowly. Now let's take a look at measure 12.